Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is your 5 minute food fix with food editor and writer Simon Davis, myself, Yumi Steins. And Simon, I think we're due for a new chicken recipe for a weeknight.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
Okay,
Yumi.
Great.
Yes, yes. And I've got one that I've been cooking on the reg for a little while now.
So it's tried and tested.
It's tried and tested. It's really good. And the flavors are just a little bit different.
Different.
Yeah, different from your regular chicken midweek dish.
That's what we need. We're changing it up here on your 5 minute food.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Does this get the Davis family seal of approval in that your kids eat it?
No.
No, okay, so this is more for the grown-ups. That's fine.
Look, it's not without the trying. They have tried, and one of them is a bit keen. It doesn't get the universal seal of approval. The only thing that gets that is any meat that is covered in breadcrumbs and shallow fried, Yumi.
Yes.
Yes. But it's really delicious. So we're going to talk about chicken adobo today, which is a Filipino speciality, which is a national dish, actually.
Can you say it again?
Chicken adobo.
Adobo.
I say adobo.
Yeah, yes, okay.
Yeah. And it's a really easy to make dish, actually.
Perfect. But, that's my criteria.
It comes with lots of flavour, and from ingredients you should always really have to hand, which is one of the reasons I absolutely love it.
Okay.
Plus the fact that it's really easy to make. So you don't need a lot of ingredients, like I'm saying. You do need to make certain you've got the right ones in place.
Mm-hmm.
You want to use boneless chicken thighs here. The chicken's going to cook for quite a long time
okay.
on the pan in the skillet,
yep.
and with the lovely sauce mingling together. And if you use chicken breast or something, it's going to just dry out.
Yep.
So you don't want that. So you're going to have your brown chicken thighs to hand. And then it's a case of onion, garlic, soy sauce, white vinegar, just really simple white vinegar, brown sugar, bay leaves, and whole black peppercorns.
Whole ones.
Ah, yes, whole ones. And they're going to be the thing that might be difficult for the kids to get their head around, but they're going to add lots of lovely flavor.
Mm.
You don't need to be afraid of them, Yumi. Once they simmer down in the sauce, they're going to lose a lot of that bite, and you can actually eat them whole, but they're large enough to be able to, I think, eat around, don't you?
Yeah. But they are different when they're whole. They're not as savage.
No, I don't think they are.
There's something miraculous about.
They're quite diplomatic.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things where you grind them, a bit like when you grate garlic, that you end up breaking down those cell walls and the flavours become a lot more intense.
Yeah, they sort of erupt, don't they?
Yeah.
So the whole peppercorns, they don't have that eruption of heat.
No, but they just provide that nice little tingle to the dish. They're really, really good. So start like this. Combine your 750 grams of chicken thigh fillets, 3 finely chopped garlic cloves, 1/3 cup each of soy sauce and white wine vinegar, and 4 fresh or dried bay leaves. I like to pluck mine off the tree and feel smug.
I bet you do.
But you can reach for the pantry ones if you have them, and shove them all in a bowl. Then leave the chicken to marinate there for about 20 minutes. Overnight's good for extra flavour, but 20 minutes is fine. When you're ready to cook, heat a tablespoon of oil in your cast iron, frying pan, your skillet, over a high heat. Remove your chicken from the marinade and pop it in the pan. Sear both sides until browned. So about a minute on each. Don't cook it all the way through. Pull it out of the pan, set it aside. And then in goes another tablespoon of oil. In goes another 3 finely chopped garlic cloves.
Mm.
1 finely chopped onion. Sorry, Yumi.
Wow, you're leaning into that garlic, aren't you?
I'm leaning into the garlic and onion, and you're cooking for 1 to 2 minutes. Then you're bringing the marinade back in with 1.5 cups of water, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, and 1 tablespoon of those whole black peppercorns. And you're bringing it up to the boil, and you're turning it down to a simmer, and you're just letting it cook away for 5 minutes before you add the chicken. And then you're going to simmer it away again for another 20 to 25 minutes.
I don't know. Are you sure this is a weeknight thing? It sounds complicated.
No. It's really not. It's bang the chicken in a marinade, forget about it, and then into a pan with the marinade, and it's going to sit and simmer for a while.
And then you cook down the marinade to sort of turn into a glossy sauce, is it? Or a sticky?
That's exactly it. You turn the chicken every, you know, around about the halfway point there, you know, but about 25 minutes in, it should be all sticky and lovely and sort of like a lovely sort of toffee sort of sauce over everything. But if it's not, you whip the chicken out for a bit and whack the heat up for a few minutes and then pop it back in.
Okay.
That's what I always do.
Yum.
And then stir everything around so that the chicken's all really well coated in this lovely kind of glossy, sweet, spicy, vinegary kind of sauce. So it's got everything going on. And serve it with something really simple, like just steamed rice.
Steamed rice.
Yeah.
Do you cut the fillets or are they sort of going in fairly whole?
I like to put them in fairly whole, but you can, absolutely can have them in small pieces, or you can get one, take them out once it's finished and then cut them into small pieces.
Yeah, I think that'd be better because then you can see the contrast of the dark sauce on the outside.
The dark, sticky lacquer of the sauce on the outside and then the beautiful tender chicken. It's a really, really lovely thing. It's definitely midweek.
Okay. And I think this sounds like it'd make great leftovers too.
It does. Yeah. It does make fantastic leftovers. And the bay leaves just add this really lovely kind of aromatic note over the top of everything.
All right. Well,
gorgeous.
You can buy me a tree for Christmas.
I will. And I'll bring you some chicken adobo. Do not kill that tree. Do eat this recipe.
Okay. This is your 5-minute food fix.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.